I'm in Guildford.
What do you want to say, John?
It's about having toys that you want to have.
Oh, Rosebud. Oh, you must say first, Rosebud. Rosebud.
Sorry?
You've got to say Rosebud.
Rosebud.
Rosebud. No, seriously, we've got to do this or we're not going to carry on with the call. You've got to say Rosebud. Rosebud twice with feeling. Go on.
Rosebud, Rosebud.
No, not good enough.
Very nice, he's got the part. Go on, what is the thing? Go on.
Well, I used to have this big toy box outside of a small couch.
Yeah.
And I think I've been really bad one day as well.
Ooh, you were rich. Yeah, go on.
So I was about 4 years old, 5 years old.
And, yeah, go on.
You were young.
Young and rich. So, go on. Sorry, I do apologise. Carry on. Yeah.
My mother.
Oh, you had a mother.
There's
Hosh. There is Hosh. You had a mum in a toy box. Ooh, excuse me, little Lord Fauntleroy. Sorry. It's rotten. Go on, carry on.
Well, these toy boxes are on casters, and it's big white thing full of toys.
No, no more. Let him carry on, but we'll turn our microphones down.
I was bad one day. My mum burnt a lot, and she sat me down in front of the fire, and,
Fire? Yeah, go on. I'm sorry, mate, go on. So, you got a toy box, it was on casters, and your mum set you down in front of the fire. Why did she sit you down in front of the fire?
Because she was burning my toys.
Oh, she was burning them?
Yeah,
she made a
fire. Is she Alice's brother? It's Alice's. Why did she burn your toys?
I've been bad. I've done something.
How bad can you be?
Yeah, but how bad can you be when your mother sits you down and burns your toys in front of you? Really?
I can't remember anything particularly bad. I think I'd run away from her or something.
Oh, well, I know, but you've run away and she burned your toys.
Let's get her phone number. Let's get her on here.
No, I've got to get her on the air now. She probably said what a swine he was. So, anyway, she burned your toys, yes, and carry on.
She burnt a lot, and I had no toys left apart from this, this toy box on casters. So I resorted to putting people in, my mates, when I was really small, and whizzing them up and down the path and around the crescent where I used to live, so...
your toy box?
Yeah, but it had casters on, you see.
Wow. I'm with you now, but I'm thinking that's great psychology, because I would have stayed stoic. I don't know if you did or whether you cried like a baby, which, in fact, you were. But
no, I don't think
one.
I cried, no.
And so you looked at it, it's okay, burn them all, I shall now make the toy box. So yep. What kind of philosophy is that, Dan? You know about philosophy. Who would have... That's not Nietzschean, is it? No. Not Jungian, is it? Huh? It's Confucian. It's Confucian. So fine, the toy box, but the toy box now becomes my toy. And if you burn the toy box, the carpet shall become my toy. That's the kind of thing.
And he pushed his mates around the crescent. Did you miss that?
It was a So what is the what do you ache for then? The toys or the toy box?
Yeah. I've got a little list.
it did scar the soul to some extent then. Yeah, go on. Okay.
There's a Spider-Man punch bag and it's like sort of a
how old are you? 15? Yeah.
Hey?
A Spider-Man punch bag, yeah.
You filled the bottom with water and it was inflatable and you could punch it and it bounced back.
And she burned it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to have those sort of like tracks, they're like red plastic things and you put cards on them.
Oh, yeah.
Trick track.
Whiz wheels and all that.
Trick track, yeah.
I used to have a jigsaw puzzle that was made of square blocks and it had like four different jigsaws on
What scenes did it show?
Well, it had George and the Dragon on one of them.
Alice, by the way, you'll relate to this. Your story about your father used to lock your toys in a metal cupboard.
My dad, otherwise known as Victorian.
Well, your dad has now turned out to be just absolute sweetness and light. This fellow
is Dr.
Spock by comparison. He's a combination of Albert Schweitzer and Mother Teresa. This fellow's mum was annoyed at this fellow one day when he was four, so she sat him down, opened his toy box, and burned his toys in front of him.
No, sir.
Burned them in front of him.
And I a conflagration, no less.
How old was he at the time? Four years old,
she
burned his toys.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter, 34. You get your toys burned in front of you, it hurts. That's all I'm saying, you know. In fact, when I go home now, I'm 39. When I go home, Wendy says, Dan, you know, I've found that collection of off-colour magazines behind a loose brick in the cellar. I'm now going to burn them in front of you. It hurts.
She wouldn't do that. She'd say, I found the off-colour magazines, I'm going to burn the Chic albums.
Yeah, that's the way they work. All right, so we've got the bricks there. What else? What else did she burn?
Oh.
You still there?
He's bringing another radio station. Sorry again.
Those evil Knievel things.
Oh, it's worth a fortune, all these things.
Yeah. You whip your hands around and you whisk off.
Huh? Do what?
You turn a handle and this motorbike with Evel Knievel on.
Well, the listeners broke our hearts already, so you can't carry on.
That sounds great, though.
But if you had to have one thing back, what would it be?
The Spider-Man punch bag. And the monkey! Oh, I forgot about the monkey.
Oh, the monkey, man. Well, you've got to make a choice here. Come on. Sophie's choice. It's Sophie's choice, everyone. It's between the monkey and the Spider-Man punch bag. Come on. I'm your mum. I've got a match over both of them. Which one do you say mum spare?
I'd say Sophie's spare choice. The monkey.
You spare the monkey. What kind of monkey was it?
It was about 2 foot tall, black furry. Uh-huh. It was a mock chimpanzee.
And what did you call it?
Just monkey.
Just monkey. Well, I'm with your mother then.